This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. We've got a great one lined up because we're going to be joined by an esteemed automotive journalist and a gentleman who is editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com, Mark Williams. So we're going to do a little looking back at 2018. Now that we're into the new year of 2019, we'll look ahead to some upcoming unveilings by the manufacturers, truck-wise and otherwise, and we'll talk about some of the other stories that you guys can check out 100% for free at PickupTrucks.com. Telephone-wise, you can call up Mackenzie. He's running the master control board at GCN in suburban Minneapolis, Minnesota at 855-660-4261. Or you can email me in my humble studio at Bob@AutoWorldRadio.com or Bob@BobLongRadio.com. Had the pleasure of working with this gentleman while I was at Motor Trend. I was at Motor Trend for a total of 10 years, and wish I was still there, but that's a whole other story for another time. But nevertheless, not only did Mark Williams work for Motor Trend, but he was also editor-in-chief of Truck Trend, and he is one of the world's leading experts in the realm of pickup trucks and one of the world's most esteemed journalists, and we welcome him to Auto World. Happy New Year, Mark.
Thank you very much, Bob, but I'll be honest with you right up front. I am still recovering from a horrible cold I caught over the holidays, so if I have to turn away and you hear a few coughs in the background, I'll apologize right up front.
Well, I'm guilty of the same. I have a cold that just won't go away either, and every now and then my voice will go south as well. So as long as we both don't do it at the same time, we should be okay, Mark.
So, perfect. Yeah, thank you, Bob. I hope you feel better, because I know this has been horrible for me to have to deal with, just the coughing and hacking and then not being able to catch my breath. And we're just about ready to jump into another auto show season, so we need to get healthy.
Absolutely. I mean, we've got the new year kicking in with the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. It's the last year, Mark, as I'm sure you know, that the auto show will be held in the month of January. Hooray, 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 weather-wise. And we're going to see the auto show move to the month of June, but I can see that already causing some troubles with various awards like the North American Car and Truck and SUV of the Year. What are they going to do, hold it until June? That isn't likely. So it's going to be interesting to see. But truck-wise, what can we expect to see in the Motor City just a couple of weeks from now?
Yeah, we're starting to hear quite a few rumors. You know, last year, it seems like a long time ago, but we had a pretty dramatic set of debuts last year with the all-new Ram 1500, and then we had the all-new Chevy Silverado half-ton and the all-new GMC Sierra half-ton, essentially debuting at the beginning of the year last year. And then, obviously, both of those vehicles, or both of those manufacturers, are benefiting from the huge sales that have been happening, especially in the half-ton segment. But now, you know, the way the cadences go with new product reveals, first you have the half-ton vehicles that get refreshed and redesigned by the engineers and designers, and then right on their heels, just like we saw from Ford a few years ago, both GM and Ram should have their heavy-duty models, so their three-quarter ton and their one-ton pickup trucks set to debut probably in the first quarter of 2019, and I think it will at least be able to see one, if not two, new heavy-duty pickup trucks at the Detroit Auto Show, and if not at Detroit, then we should see them pretty soon after, maybe at the Chicago Auto Show.
Yeah, Chicago has gotten the reputation in recent years to be a big show for trucks.
Yeah, no, that's very true. It has a little different feel to it. Obviously, it's a much bigger and more open space. There's a lot of room to move around. A lot of the manufacturers can literally bring every single type of vehicle that they make and put it on the display floor. And a lot of people come to that show. It runs for almost 3 weeks, I think, and I think they even advertise the fact that they get the most number of people coming through the doors to take a look at all what the manufacturers get a chance to see. But it, you know, to me, outside of Texas, which is heavily pickup truck country, maybe the Chicago Auto Show is the pickup truck auto show of the year.
And of course, you know, when you bring up Texas, yeah, I have to point to the Texas State Fair and how just in the last few years that's become the hot spot for the truck makers to show off wares. And you've told us here on the show they do, you know, international auto show type displays and huge displays.
Yeah, they have absolutely. Well, it's a wonderful time of year to be in Dallas, so that's they've got that going for them. So it's not in the summer, it's not in the winter, it's right in that little sweet spot. So the weather is always usually pretty nice, and then obviously there's a lot of truck buyers in Texas, so it makes sense for them to create these gigantic displays where they bring every variation, not just every vehicle that they make, but almost every trim package that they offer, they'll bring out there, as well as big tow vehicles and big trailers that a lot of those big pickup can tow as well. So it's, yeah, both Nissan and Toyota have really upped their game over the last couple of years. But to walk around and take a look at the Ford and the Chevy and the GMC and the Ram displays, you'd think you're in a giant sales lot where you could literally pick out any vehicle you want and then, you know, break out your checkbook and drive something off the lot.
Very good. And, you know, let's remind folks, the number one best-selling vehicle is not a car and hasn't been a car. For the past 36 years, the best-selling vehicle is that F-Series from Ford. And that's no small achievement when you stop and think about that. 36 years, Mark.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely something that Ford should be proud of, and it's something that people should think about when they are considering their next new vehicle purchase, because a lot of these half-ton pickup trucks, and the F-150 is no exception, a lot of them have to do more than just work duty. They have to do family duty, they have to do vacation duty, they have to do, you know, 5-day-a-week work duty as well, too. And in my opinion, I don't think there's anything more versatile, especially with some of these luxury packages that the manufacturers are coming out with, but nothing more versatile than getting a good, well-equipped, you know, with the boxes checked on all the different features that you want, half-ton pickup truck to be able to do just about anything your family could possibly need. So it makes sense to me why the pickup trucks are getting so popular, and with Ford pretty much killing it over the last couple of years with their F-150 as well as the F-250 and F-350, it makes perfect sense why they're probably going to keep that top spot for quite a while.
Yeah, not to, you know, throw cold water at the folks at General Motors or the folks at Ram, because they're making some outstanding products, and I am so impressed with this Ram 1500, and we'll have to talk about that a little bit further here on the program as we get into the hour. But the use of the truck as a family vehicle, you know, was unheard of when you and I were growing up, but today I see it. I see it all the time. I see it in this neighborhood that I live in, that the big truck with that luxury package is the family vehicle. The other thing that we see that we didn't used to see years ago is women, single women, buying pickup trucks.
Well, I'm not exactly sure. I'm sure there are sociologists that can probably speak to this much better than I can, but there's got to be some very interesting reasons why that's becoming more and more popular. But I'm seeing the same thing as well.
Absolutely. We'll put it in neutral, take a pit stop. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about a comparison test between the Ford Ranger and the Toyota Tacoma. That and lots more as Auto World continues. I'm Bob.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Not likely that we'll see the mid-engine Corvette in Detroit. That's what I've been told by inner sources. But we are going to see lots of cool offerings at the North American International Auto Show. For more than 20 years, I was here in the lobby doing interviews. The last few years, when I've been having some health problems, I've missed the show. But I'll be there in spirit, and we'll have interviews live here 2 weeks from today. And one of the people being there covering it for us will be the editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com, who joins us live from California right now, Mark Williams. And Mark, I love this story that you've got up, and it's quite a timely one. You already have done this, and this is something that lots of people have got to check out at PickupTrucks.com. You did a mid-size showdown of the brand-new Ranger, the 2019, the all-new one. You got your hands on one of those, and you put it up against the 2018 Tacoma from Toyota. I can't wait to hear what you have to say about especially the Ranger.
I think we're the only ones that are out right now with a head-to-head comparison. Ford just had in San Diego in the middle of December our first opportunity for any journalist to get to drive the new Ranger. So we were able to get down there, get some time with the vehicle, and then straight away from San Diego drove straight up to pick up the Toyota Tacoma, where we spent probably 3 or 4 days with both of the trucks in a whole bunch of different settings up into the mountains in Southern California. We did a couple of fuel economy runs, and we also got a lot of city traffic work, and we also did a little payload testing. The only thing we didn't do is do any tow testing with the midsize vehicles, which maybe makes sense because there's not a lot of people that do a lot of towing with midsize pickup trucks. But we took a lot of notes, had a lot of arguments while on the road, and came out with this our full story, where we've essentially broken down the head-to-head comparison into kind of 8 or 10 different categories, like powertrain and off-road capability, on-road drivability, fuel economy, etc., all the way through. And then my my colleague and I, Brian Wong, who's the West Coast editor at Cars.com, he and I spent all the time with both of those trucks, and we kind of put our heads together and made our points and argued a bit with each other, and then scored each of those vehicles in those different categories and came out with the winner.
Now let's talk about powertrain. In this case, the Ranger got 18 points. The Tacoma, 14, and that's out of a maximum score of 20. Tell everybody about what is the powertrain offerings in the Ranger. Is it just one engine for now?
Yeah, this is a very interesting topic, especially when you compare the Toyota, which is the best seller in the segment. They sell upwards of 20,000 Tacomas every month. So you can see why Ford is now jumping into that segment. They want a piece of that. But yeah, as far as powertrains, so there's only one powertrain for right now with the Ranger, also one wheelbase. They are offering the extended cab and the crew cab, but that means either the crew cab gets the 5-foot bed and the extended cab gets the 6-foot bed. So there's only one wheelbase, and only one powertrain, and it's only a 4-cylinder engine, which kind of left us scratching our heads before we got a chance to jump in and drive it. But it's a pretty hefty size turbocharger they have in that 4-cylinder engine, and it matched with the 10-speed transmission that they have is very responsive. There's a sport mode. You can manually with your thumb take it up and down any number of the different gears, drive it, push it as hard as you want. But it matched up very, very well up against the V6. Now, it's an Atkins cycle V6, which maybe not a lot of people know about, but Toyota has used kind of an interesting technology in how the engine firing system works in different portions of the RPM band. So it's supposed to help it give it better fuel economy overall, but in certain places in that power band, you've got some pretty pretty wide dead spot. So if you don't know how to drive it well, meaning either manually shifting it, pushing it to the limits of that engine, or engaging the power button, the transmission actually has a power button with the V6. If you're not set up in the right way, it could feel like when you're driving that Tacoma, like it feels more underpowered than it should be. But it does have probably one of the sportiest little manual shifts that you can actually tap up and tap down to go up and down the different gears. So if you kind of, you know, want to push it and want to drive a little more enthusiastically, it can be very responsive as long as you're driving it in the right RPM range. But when we compare the four-cylinder of the Ranger with the V6 powertrain that's now starting to get a little old now, I think it's 3 or 4 years since it's actually been out, we found that the four-cylinder, the 2.3-liter turbocharged four that the Ranger has, is more responsive and actually delivered relatively good fuel economy. Not as good as we expected. In fact, the fuel economy rating on our 200-mile loop, or I think it was 160-mile loop that we did with both trucks, I think the Tacoma got a little bit better than the Ranger. But as far as fun to drive and comfort level when you're driving that vehicle, all the power and the torque that you need going up in the hill or even at elevation where we were, we got up to 6,000 and 7,000 feet, the Ranger really had it over the Tacoma in that particular competition.
Very interesting, Mark. You also evaluated both vehicles on on-road drivability, and this being a midsize truck, this is where it's going to see a lot of its time. And out of the 20 points, the Ranger took home 16, the Tacoma 14. So once again, the Ranger dominated in this very important category.
Yeah, the Ranger came out just ahead here, and probably most of the buyers that are looking in that midsize segment are going to drive the vehicle pretty much like a sedan for the most part. It's going to be a vehicle, at least we found that a lot of people that end up buying midsize pickup trucks are kind of buying them as an alternative to a crossover or maybe a midsize SUV, or even coming out of a sedan and getting into something a little more sporty and versatile like the pickup truck, I think, offers. But clearly the Ford engineers, now this is a global platform. We've talked about this before. This is essentially a global platform that exists in other markets around the world that they've upgraded and reinterpreted to a certain degree for the U.S. market, especially on the safety side. But they've clearly spent a lot of time and energy knowing that the U.S. Drivers who are coming out of crossovers and who are coming out of sedans are going to be a little more discerning about what kind of feel that they want from a vehicle if people are going to get lured into a midsize pickup truck. And I have to tell you that the front end steering and the front suspension is just about as well matched as we felt in certainly in any midsize pickup truck, but almost in any of the half ton pickup trucks as well too. Not a lot of weight. Obviously, you have a four cylinder that's going to save you a little weight in that front end, but the independent front suspension does a great job of cutting in and out of corners, and did a great job for our comparison test.
We're going to continue to talk about the comparison of the new Ranger versus the Tacoma, and then we're going to talk lots more, including the Shelby Eyes truck. This is Auto World.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Just ahead of the start of the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump, Republican Senator John Cornyn says it's up to the House managers to act as prosecutors in the proceedings, and it's not the Senate's job.
This isn't the Senate's responsibility to make the case. This is the House's responsibility under the Constitution. The Senate's supposed to decide the case sitting as a court of impeachment.
Cornyn on CBS's Face the Nation. Lead House Manager Adam Schiff says he's unsure if the Senate will agree to call new witnesses, but
Americans are watching that they're going to demand a fair trial, and if the senators don't give the country a fair trial, one that's fair to the president but also fair to the American people, the senators will be held accountable.
Schiff on ABC's This Week. The impeachment trial should begin sometime Tuesday morning. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Esteemed automotive journalist, editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com, Mark Williams joins us live as we talk about some of the stories on the pages of PickupTrucks.com, including a test that's so hot, I mean, it's red hot. It's the first time that anybody has got their hands on a brand-new 29 Ranger and put it up against a Tacoma, but Mark and his colleague Brian did just that. We've been talking about the powertrain, the on-road capability. Now it's time to talk about off-road capability, where the winner is, once again, the Ranger with 16 points versus the Tacoma with 12, and this is a max of 20 points.
Yeah, this is the place where we certainly expect to get the most how shall I diplomatically put this, pushback from our readership, because the particular Tacoma that we selected, now for the Ranger, we had the FX4 four-wheel drive package, so that's their top-of-the-line off-road package. But on the Tacoma side, they offer quite a few TRD selections and options for people depending on what they want. The particular Tacoma that we selected as a pretty good match with the Ranger was the TRD Sport. So just as a refresher for people in case they don't know, Toyota offers a TRD Sport package, a TRD Off-Road package, and then their top-of-the-line off-roader is the TRD Pro. Each one of them has a very different kind of strategy as far as what their particular buyers are going to need for off-road capability. The TRD Pro is their most aggressive off-road package that has what they're calling, I think it's Toyota's exclusive crawl control, which is a very, very cool way of using their traction control for both climbing hills and then also descending hills. So it uses that same kind of ABS braking ability and computer software to use the brakes essentially to give you better traction than anybody could possibly do on their own. So you're essentially giving over a lot of the controls, the traction controls of the vehicle over to the computer system of the vehicle. Now, the Ranger also has something like that, but they're calling it trail control. So at least it's named something different, but it also does something very similar. But the Ford engineers have put a little bit of a twist on it, where they've essentially tuned their trail control to be tunable for the driver in an extreme off-road condition, like you're setting a cruise control. So it essentially is a cruise control for extreme off-road situations where you could literally set the speed that you want in half-mile-per-hour increments. So if you wanted to climb a nasty rock mountain in front of you, you could literally set that trail control in four-wheel drive, put the speed at its lowest setting, which I think is 1 mile per hour, or if you need to go a little bit faster, you can go 1.5 miles per hour or 2.5 miles per hour, and all you have to do is steer. It controls the braking, the throttle, the climbing and traction of each individual wheel with the brakes, and essentially gives you the power to stay more focused on steering away from the dangerous objects while the vehicle itself controls the throttle and the brakes. And then when you're all done, you can simply push a button, come out of the system, and then take over the throttle and the brakes by yourself, all by yourself. So like I said, okay, so I've gone into a kind of the deep weeds descriptions about these systems. Going back to our comparison, we had the Tacoma with the TRD Sport, which did not have a Toyota's crawl control system. It just had their basic four-wheel drive system up against the FX4 package, which did have the trail control that Ford offers. But even still, there are some very impressive things that trail control on the Ranger can do that just actually blew our mind. I mean, even in reverse, if you're going up blind, just using the backup camera up these nasty rock trails, it essentially finds a way to put traction and prevent any wheel spin where it's needed in exactly the right amount. There was one situation we found with the Ranger with that trail control that was a little unnerving, and we'll probably have to explore that a little bit more when we get a chance to do some deeper testing with the Ranger. But the throttle response that the computer uses to give power to the wheel that has the most traction sometimes can feel a little unnerving, especially when you're on a steep incline. It allows the vehicle to roll back almost a foot or two, which doesn't sound that bad, but when you're inside strapped into on the side of a hill that you can't see because it's so steep and you know that there are rocks underneath you, anytime the vehicle decides that it's okay to roll back a foot or two can be a little disconcerting. But that's probably the main reason why we kept the scoring so close between the two. But the Tacoma didn't have their most aggressive off-road package. The Ford did have a pretty intelligent off-road package, so that's where we fell out in the final scoring, with the Ford just edging ahead of the Toyota.
Yeah, thanks, Mark, for going into such detail. It's fascinating. payload. This is an area that you are able to compare these two vehicles. And the Ranger got 18 points, the Tacoma 14 points. So what did you use for a payload? What kind of stuff did you use?
Well, thanks to Home Depot, they have one of the best return policies out there. We typically, maybe I'm getting in trouble saying that, but we typically use rock salt. So they have these wonderful 40-pound bags of rock salt with two very strong grab handles on both sides, so we can get them to, you know, forklift out a pallet of, you know, 50 or 60 or 70 or however many of these bags that we need, and we can load up each of the trucks to their maximum calculated payload capacity. And in this situation, the Ford Ranger just crushes the Tacoma. The Tacoma has a payload capacity right around just under 1,000 pounds, or right around 1,000 pounds. The Ranger is almost 1,500 pounds, so almost 50% more weight capability, carrying capability in the Ranger. And when it's carrying it, it feels like you're driving a heavy load, but it's doable. It's very doable. So if you want to do more work, we ended up coming out in favor of the Ranger because of the bigger numbers.
Interesting. In the area of miles per gallon, you touched on this a little bit earlier, that six-cylinder Tacoma actually won this category with 20 points to the Ranger's 18. The fact that both of them scored quite high is an indication of lots of great engineering has gone into both of these vehicles.
Oh, absolutely. And as far as how much these vehicles weigh, so we had vehicles that we intentionally wanted to keep as close to an apples and to apples comparison, but they weighed, I think, within 20 pounds of each other. We took them to the scales, weighed them with a full tank of gas, and found that they, you know, have different strategies, obviously. The Ford is using different pieces of aluminum around the vehicle to save weight. The entire body is not made of aluminum. But also in the Tacoma, they're using that hard plastic bed. So they're saving a lot of weight in the rear of the vehicle, where the Ranger, because of using the four-cylinder engine up in front, they're saving a lot of weight in the front of the vehicle. But they weighed pretty much within 20 pounds of each other. And then over the course of the drive that we took, which took us out to the high desert, it took us out over a mountain range to drop into the L.A. Basin, we did a lot of horrible rush hour daytime LA traffic. I think the Toyota was maybe 21.4 miles to the gallon by the time we finished our route, and the Ranger was 21.3, so almost a dead heat, but we gave the extra point to the Tacoma for the win.
When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about bed technology and interior quality and technology in general as we continue to take a look at the Tacoma versus the Ranger. And we are going to talk about the Shelby Eyes truck as well. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long with Mark Williams, editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the LicoChops.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So
this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
If you're interested in purchasing a 2019 Ranger, or if you're entertaining purchasing a Toyota Tacoma, and lots of people are, every month about 20,000 or so, take a look at this comparison test that Mark Williams has done at pickuptrucks.com, and you can see all the different categories that Mark and his colleague Brian went head-to-head with these vehicles and compared just about every nuance. Let's talk about a couple more, and then I would encourage folks to log on and read the full story. Let's talk about bed technology. In this area, the Tacoma was the winner with 17 points versus the Rangers 15. So in that plastic bed, they've got a lot of tricks.
Yeah, they've done quite a few clever things. And not only have they invested heavily into the, you know, the composite bed for weight savings, but it also is incredibly scratch resistant. You cannot scratch those things. I mean, that's literally scratch resistant. But they've also included a couple of hidden storage, both in the sidewalls, one on each side, and even I think it's a 115 volt three prong plug that's controlled by an inverter. You push a button on the inside, you can be in the bed and plug in any of your power tools if you need to do any work or anything. If you got some storage boxes, you can, maybe if you have a blender out on the trail or something, you can mix up some nice things for your buddies. I don't know. But that's a very nice, convenient, very thoughtful. Ranger is pretty basic. So it's a steel bed. You can either get it with or without spray-in bed liner. It's got a couple of very solid attach points, six of them, I believe, lower in the bed itself. But nothing fancy, nothing really crazy. It'll, you know, a 5 foot bed. You know, how much do you really need it to do anyway? I wouldn't call this a place where Ford saved money, but I'm sure that their accessories department is going to create all sorts of different, either snap in or bolt in different storage boxes for that bed if people want to go that route as well.
Let's take a look at the interior of both of these vehicles. The interior quality, in this case, the Ranger achieved 15 points out of 20. Tacoma came in with 11. So this is where the new Ranger shines a little bit brighter.
Yeah, a little bit brighter, but I think it's worth it to say this is a place where a lot of manufacturers can do much better than they're doing. I completely understand how expensive it is to spend a lot of time and money on interiors. But I think what we're beginning to see now, especially in the pickup truck arena, we've talked about the Ram 1500 before. The time and money that they've spent on that interior is giving that vehicle light in places where it's never had light before. Not only automotive journalists are being astounded by the quality and the build quality of that interior, but they're also people who are out buying vehicles that typically are only looking at luxury vehicles are now starting to look at the Ram 1500. The upper trim packages is absolutely spectacular. Now, I don't think, and I don't want anyone to misbelieve that what I'm saying is we should spend a lot of money on these midsize pickup trucks. I wish their prices were even lower than they are now. But it seems like just for not a lot of investment, we could be doing a better job. The interior on the Toyota is definitely getting old. It's much better since they've refreshed it a few years back. I think 2016 is when we got this new interior that they have. But the interior in the Ford, I think the best you can say, it's well done, but it could be better.
Very good. In the area of technology, the Ranger achieved 16 points, the Tacoma 12 points, and certainly this is always a very highly competitive area.
Yes, it is. And Bob, I'll just let you know, it sounds like my battery may be fading on me, so if you lose me, I probably won't be able to call back. So I apologize for that. I'll just give you the heads up right now.
Well, that's what you call live radio, so we're making
yeah, I
guess
that. There you go. I'm sorry, remind me, what category are we talking about now?
Yeah, we're talking about technology, and you might as well
technology,
work on safety
right.
as well.
Well, safety in particular is where all the manufacturers have made huge strides. The auto braking, the crush standards, the ability for these vehicles to provide warnings and active warnings to about things that are going on is spectacularly better than it's ever been before. But Ford is definitely making it their goal to try to stuff as much of that safety equipment available. Now, it is mostly available in the upper trim packages, so you're going to have to pay for it. But at least it's there and it's available. If you're just going to use your vehicle for work, then maybe you don't need all that all those features, and so you have that choice.
And let's come to value, and this is the area that surprises me. I didn't expect to see this, but the Tacoma won 17 points to the Rangers 14. So the Tacoma is bringing a lot of value to the table. We may have lost Mark. Looks like we have. Well, he warned us. We'll get him back another time. No problem. Check out this story at pickuptrucks.com. It's too bad we lost him, but we'll just have to save it for the next time that he's with us. We talk about this Shelbyized vehicle that Mark and his team, the Shelby F-150, and knowing Gary Patterson and some of the folks at Shelby Automotive, as I have for 20 plus years, it'd be really interesting to read how Mark found this Shelby F-150 carving up canyons. It looks like quite a monster, to say the least. But if you're in the realm, if you're in the market for a pickup truck, and you want an ultimate sporty pickup truck, I wasn't aware of the fact that there is a Shelby Super Snake F-150. So there is. So the Raptor isn't the necessary right from Ford, you know, top of the heap when it comes to performance. You can take that Raptor and bring it up a few more notches if you give it out to the folks, give it the keys and the vehicle over to the folks at Shelby in Las Vegas. They have a new headquarters. I haven't been to Vegas in a few years now, a couple of years, 2 or 3 years. I used to be there all the time, and they moved their location for Shelby from the racetrack, the Las Vegas Motor Speedway, nearby there, to right off the strip. But we've got Mark back, and Mark, I was just saying that in the area of value, the Tacoma still brings home a lot.
Yeah, sorry about that. Value obviously is going to be important to just about any and every buyer. You can pretty much set up and pick and choose just about any type of feature package content that you want in the Toyota. If you want to go low, they offer the four-cylinder, they offer the V6. They just killed the regular cab, which I was personally disappointed about it in the past, but they do offer essentially a six-foot bed. So the Toyota has multiple wheelbases you can choose from. So you could get the crew cab with a five-foot bed like the one we had in our competition, or you can get the slightly longer wheelbase. It's almost 140 inches, very similar to a half-ton pickup truck, with a six-foot bed. It might even be a six-and-a-half-foot bed. So they just give you more options and more features to choose from. So that's why we tip the scales a little bit in their direction.
Well, next time you're with us, we'll get into this a little bit more in depth, but recently you had the opportunity of getting behind the wheel of the 2018 Shelby F-150, and this is what you get when you give a bunch of hot rodders out in Las Vegas, Gary Patterson and his crew, a supercharger, and you put it on the I believe 5-liter engine, and you're getting a whole lot of ponies, more than 700. That must have been quite a thrill ride.
You're exactly right. When you get the right people with the right vehicle, it might not look like it's going to do very well on paper. In fact, when we first kind of heard and saw all the things that they had done to it, we thought, oh, this is going to be maybe one of those Frankenstein monsters that we have to drive every once in a while. But after spending some time with it, you're right, 755 horsepower. It's got the Coyote V8. It's got this massive supercharger, Whipple supercharger on top. But the magic that they've done here, and this is where their experience comes in, is tuning the software so that you don't lose any of the capability out of that 10-speed transmission. It was absolutely a wonderful. If a half-ton pickup truck with a 6-inch suspension lift, or I think it's a 4-inch suspension lift and 35-inch tires, can be a canyon carver, this thing was an absolute blast to take on Mulholland around Southern California and just scream up on these guys in their little import cars that are just tooling along as fast as they think they can go.
We'll talk about this more next time around. In the meantime, get well, my friend, and safe travels to Detroit. We'll talk with you real soon. Thank you, Mark.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Omega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Omega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hi,
hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.